When you think about it, life is a series of ongoing connecting trips. Many of us start the day by commuting or traveling to work. We drop off our children at school. We may visit the doctor or go to the market to buy food. We rush home to see our families. Life is more pleasant when these trips are easy and direct. The easier commuting, the higher your quality of life is. Being stuck in traffic is not easy or direct. Traffic delays can be stressful. They bring out the worst in some people. Traffic delays also reduce your quality of life. And some areas are worse than others. 3 of the 10 worst cities for traffic are in Southeast Asia. People who live in big cities spend a lot of time talking about traffic. Too many people on the roads can be a big problem. Not all traffic is the same. There are some terms you need to know when talking about traffic. One such term is gridlock. Gridlock is when nobody can go anywhere. The roads become one big parking lot. There is also stop and start traffic. This is when you move forward a little, but then stop. Move a little, then stop. Both are equally stressful. Traffic can be bumper to bumper. This means there are so many cars on the road that their bumpers seem to be touching. To idle means the engine of your car is running, but you are not moving anywhere. Another term to know is rush hour traffic. Rush hour traffic happens at about the same time every day, when people are commuting to and from work. But who in the world has the worst traffic? In 2014, the Castrol Magnatec Stop-Start Index examined traffic conditions in 78 cities around the world. Drivers in these areas used TomTom GPS devices. Each device measured the time spent in traffic and the traffic conditions they experienced. Castrol is an oil company based in the United Kingdom. The company says all this stop-start driving and idling hurts your car engine, and to help, it wants to sell you Castrol products. The study found an increase in both heavy traffic and stop-and-start driving. Here are the results. The top 10 cities with the worst traffic are Number 10, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Number 9, Guadalajara, Mexico. Number 8, Bangkok, Thailand. Number 7, Rome, Italy. Number 6, Moscow, Russia. Number 5, St. Petersburg, Russia. Number 4, Surabaya, Indonesia. Number 3, Mexico City, Mexico. Number 2, Istanbul, Turkey. And coming in at number 1 with the worst traffic on the planet is Jakarta, Indonesia. In China, Shanghai's traffic problems were found to be worse than Beijing's. Drivers in Shanghai spend 33% of their time on the road idling. People in Beijing spend 27% of their travel time idling, doing nothing but running their engines and wasting fuel. So, what can cities do to reduce traffic problems? One thing cities can do is to supply more public transportation. Let us now take a closer look at the city with the worst traffic in the world, Jakarta. Jakarta's metropolitan area is home to about 24 million people, but only 13% of all trips are on public transportation. Investment in public transportation in the Indonesian capital began in 2004. Workers are building the first part of a public transport system known as the Mass Rapid Transit Railway. Another thing cities can do to limit traffic is to charge money to drive in certain parts of a city. Next year, Jakarta plans to start charging drivers more to travel on two heavily congested roads. Jakarta officials have also banned motorcycles from the main roads in the city. Until cities with traffic problems find ways to get people from point A to point B more efficiently, they can only envy people in Tampere, Finland, and Rotterdam in the Netherlands. The survey found that these two cities have the fastest moving traffic. I'm Anna Mateo.